226?
Yes.
Okay, we'll back up on the agenda to conditional use 2026.
Mr. Lang, did you say not yet?
Yes.
Oh, he is? Yes, good. And if you'll give the presentation, please.
Yes, I will. Previously, we opened the record for conditional use 2026. The application of Kristen Omar Hernandez Perez and Terry Martin. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a home-based business for auto repair, detailing, and auto resales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Brockville 100, Sussex County, containing 1.982 acres, more or less. Property is located south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 8/10 of a mile east of Harbison Road, being Route 5 at Harbison. The 911 address is 26740 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, with a tax map ID of District 235, map 30, parcel number 60. You have before you a copy of the survey and site plan of the property, which was provided with the application on April 27th, 2015. We did in a public hearing before the commission on August 27th. Here are comments from DLDOT to Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We did announce that we'd received 8 letters in opposition. They contained 38 signatures and gave reasons. They are in the text of the report in your packet. Terry Martin and Kristen Omar Hernandez Perez were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On August 27th, the commission did defer action for further consideration and has yet to make a motion on this application. So if you do consider any action on this application this afternoon, it would be for deferral. And I've received no additional comments.
Okay, any questions from council? If not, is one of the applicants here and would like to present the case?
My name is Terry Martin, and I own the property. And this is Kristen, and he is wanting to start he is running a home-based business where he does repairs on cars for Hispanic people. Okay, his clientele speaks Spanish exclusively. Spanish is his first language. There are no other businesses in the area that cater to Hispanic people. So there is a need in our community for someone to keep the cars running for these,
Population.
Yeah, because their main goal is to get to work on time. They are very work-oriented and family-oriented, and they want to have a good place to live and pay their bills and be friendly with everyone. And they feel a need in the community, especially with our poultry plants and different occupations in the summertime. I know a lot of the restaurants use them in their facilities, the hotels. There is a definite need in our area for this. And as far as I know, there is no other businesses in the area that cater specifically to Hispanic people.
What kind of parking facilities are there on the property?
It's a U-shaped driveway, and there's ample parking on either side of the driveway. It's on the grass, or parking on the grass.
And the application indicated you wanted to use the garage as well. Is there a garage located on the property currently?
Yes.
Is that, what size is that? Is a single-car garage, or is that a pole building?
It's a 20 by 24 garage. It's on the property.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, did you have?
No, I have a question. How long has he been doing this?
Can I interrupt this for a second?
Yes.
When Todd made the contact to Terry, we also called Brad Whaley. And we have staff here that if there's an interpretation issue, we can get more questions. We can ask, we have an interpreter here that can answer, get those questions answered.
Very good, thank you, Mr. Lang.
How long has he been in business there?
I believe it began this year, did it? One year.
One year.
You want to come up?
Okay.
And the business began because of employment issues. They were unable to keep up with their rent, so he started working on the side to try to pay his rent. It wasn't pre-planned, this wasn't premeditated. And we didn't mean to break any laws or do anything wrong. So we do apologize to the council for that.
It might be helpful if the interpreter would come forward, so if there's any questions that need to be directed, to the applicant who's actually doing the work.
Absolutely. Thank you, Council. This is Guillermo Montoya-Tova. He's been with our department for about 4 months now. He is bilingual, so he's been a great asset.
Welcome. I was afraid you were the interpreter.
Yes. I guess one question I would have, how many cars are normally worked on at a time? What does he do with the cars? Is he just working with them outside at the current time?
Okay, la pregunta que hace el señor es, ¿cuántos carros al día o por semana usted piensa que usted estaría reparando? Y pues a la vez también, ¿cuántos carros?
Regularmente como a la semana, como unos 6 a 7 carros.
Okay, he says that weekly he would probably work on about 6 to 7 cars, so basically it would be a car per day, something like that.
Do often the cars have to stay overnight with him?
Pregunta que si usted piensa que los carros se quedarían de un día para el otro si usted no terminaría el trabajo en un día.
Cuando son trabajos grandes, sí, pero a veces solo me llevan carros como para cambiar el aceite. Okay. Y es algo rápido.
He says that the cars would only stay overnight if it would be a big detail job, but usually he says that he usually only gets cars for oil changes and small repairs like that, that he could get them in and out in a day.
With the oil changes, does he have adequate facilities to change oil, not have problems with the environment dumping oil?
Okay. Pregunta que si para hacer los cambios de aceite, que si usted tiene las herramientas necesitadas para hacer los cambios en una forma adecuada y que no haya derrame de aceite en la tierra y para contaminación y otras cosas así.
Sí.
He says he does, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question too, Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am.
If he were to be requested to bring it up to what is really necessary to have this business, is he prepared to, because it looks like it, I don't want to guess, but it looks like to me some things have to be done, would have to be done, and it would be expensive. Is he prepared to do that, to invest?
La señora pregunta que si usted estaría preparado para invertir dinero para hacer que la propiedad y su negocio pueda llegar a lo necesita, a lo que es necesario para seguir con su negocio.
Sí.
He says he would be, yes, that he would be willing to invest.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions from council? If not, did you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here that'd like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that'd like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And we can close the public record if it's the council's prerogative. And as indicated, this would have to be deferred.
Right. We'll close the public hearing and public records. Okay with council?
Yes.
Mr. Moore, will you read the short title?
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a home-based business, auto repair, detailing, and auto resales to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.982 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for deferral.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to defer conditional use number 2026. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Lars, you want to explain to them why we've had to defer because P&Z not made a recommendation yet, how that process will work? If you'd be so kind. Entertain a motion to adjourn?
That's one. Second. I'll have to make that
motion. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlett?
Thank
questions
you.
On the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Certainly, yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned.